Nope, he's real.
But Lisa's husband's got a pretty cool job, man. He helped build the new bridge. We still call it the Tappan Zee Bridge.
We all still call it that, yep.
And to show you how small the world is, he worked with a guy from the area that my wife worked with his mother. So it's just, you know, too funny.
It is really funny. But you know what? I'm sorry, Steve, the guy that you tried to get on the air with us just corrected you and said Pizza Land Extension was the place by the Oak.
Oh, it just closed.
It just closed?
It just closed, Steve. Yeah.
Okay, but he obviously.
Well, Pizza Land Extension. Oh, Pizza Land Extension.
Yes, that's okay. The name of the one by the Oak, not Tino's. Yes. I think you said Tino's.
And there was a Pizza Land that's out towards West Oneonta. That just closed. Oh, but the Pizza Land Extension, that's been gone a long time.
Mm. So. A lot's changed. But a lot stayed the same, which is kind of cool, too.
Well, you know, when we were in Connecticut 3 weeks ago, you see a big sign that says, welcome to Connecticut, pizza capital of the United States.
They've been saying that a lot lately. It's so funny that you bring that up because I have this argument with people all the time. My daughter's boyfriend is, he went to UConn, and all he talks about is the pizza in Connecticut. It's, you know, it's good, but it's not New York pizza. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's like asking me about David Lee Roth in Van Halen.
Sammy Hagar?
David Lee Roth. No, Sammy Hagar. Absolutely hands down David Lee Roth and absolutely hands down New York pizza.
Well,
sorry.
It just goes to show that you can, you know, say whatever you want about yourself. And if you lie about it long enough, it becomes the truth.
100%.
I mean, look at the White House. And on that note.
John, it's been great. Thank you so much for having me.
Lisa, I'm so glad you could you can make it, and let's do it again next year.
Absolutely.
All right. I am Johnny G saying so long for now. Let's end it with Scandal.
Sounds good.
All right. Scandal, 90.9 FM, if I could turn it on. If this was my test, I would have failed. So
You're glad he ghosted me, wrote me a song saying it makes you sick to see my face. Some people might be offended, but it's actually sweet. All the time you've spent on me, it's honestly wild. All the effort you've put in, it's actually romantic. I really got hand it to you. Ooh, no man has ever loved me like you do. Hadn't thought of you in a long time, but you keep sending me funny Valentines. And I know you think it comes off vicious, but it's precious, adorable, like a toy chihuahua barking at me from a tiny.
Good afternoon, everyone. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta. We're here for Alumni Weekend with WONY. My name is Ryan. I'm from the class of 2022, and I'm joined by my colleagues Jake and Zach in the back.
How's it going?
Welcome in, everybody.
Good to be back.
So we're excited to be here for this Alumni Weekend, and we're going to get the show started. Kind of a callback to a pop show that I put on during my senior year, last year at WONY. So I just want to play some of the current hits off the Billboard chart, also some of my favorites. So we're going to get right into that and segue into the rest of our show. Remember to keep it locked. You're listening to Red Dragon Radio.
Si te quieres divertir, con el verbo y con primor, solo tienes que vivir un verano en Nueva York.
Nueva York.
Con el verbo y con primor, solo tienes que vivir un verano en Nueva York.
Un ratito. Como va Bonnie, va a ser rey del pop, ey. Con reggaetón y dembow, ey. Con reggaetón y dembow, sí. Con reggaetón y dembow. Como va Bonnie, va a ser rey.
en la mía no tengo adversario, no. Con los Yankees los me en Sato. A correr que otra vez lo sacamos al estadio. Tienes piquete, mami, yo también. Tú estás buena, yo estoy bueno también. Huelo rico, yo ando con los de 100. Si tú lo quieres, lo tienes que mover. Tú tienes piquete, mami, yo también. Tú estás buena, yo estoy bueno también. Huelo rico, yo ando con los de 100. Si tú lo quieres, lo tienes que mover. Lo tienes que mover. Lo tienes que mover. Lo tienes que mover. Lo tienes que mover.
Oh boy. icing on your cake, the cherry on the top. It's heaven in my heart, and we could find you some space. I could be the world to you, the missing piece, the extra sentimental kind of chemistry. Some people make it hard, but me, that isn't the case. Cause I make it so easy to fall in love. So come.
Get down, you know what to do. Hey, Mr. DJ,
And that concludes our pop segment for this afternoon. You were just listening to a collection of songs off the Billboard Top Hits, some of my favorites. Finished up with Somber there. Really happy to see his rise to fame. Looks like a new album and an arena tour coming. I got my tickets. Hopefully you got yours.
You could say he popped off.
Yeah, he popped
he did
off.
Pop off. Yeah.
So we're going to get into the next segment of our show. I'll leave Zach and Jake to talk about that a little bit. So what are we in store for, boys?
So we are in store for a wild ride. And
to say the least.
We kind of want to go back in time a little bit to...
Through the decades.
I don't know. Through the decades. Not necessarily a golden age of music, but something that just sits in our deep memories coming into college. We used to listen to a lot in our dorm rooms and, you know, reminisce about when we were freshmen, just little baby freshmen sitting in our dorm rooms however many years ago. So, Zach, what are we starting out with here?
We are starting out with the classic band Guns N' Roses.
Yep,
Welcome to the Jungle.
Mm-hmm, we'll move on to more of my favorite band of Alice in Chains, Ryan's favorite band of Rush, and so much more here on WONY-FM. So keep it locked and enjoy the rest of the show.
We'll see you in a little bit.
Keep it locked.
This is Pedal to the Rock Block. And we just heard YYZ from Rush. Just wanted to punch in and say that I'm excited for their upcoming tour. Lucky to get tickets to a few dates and got a new drummer out on the road with them. Toured with Jeff Beck, the one and only Annika Niles. So excited to see what she can do. Got some big shoes to fill. But I'm excited to get out there and see the guys. As you know, Zach and Jake mentioned, they are my favorite. So we're going to continue on here with some more tunes for you. Next up, we've got Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin. Keep it locked.
Thank you.
All right, so we just got a request from my good friend and co-worker, Karen Roa. The song is A Little More by Angele. Karen, I hope you enjoy, and happy early birthday. That was an inside joke.
She won't go.